Now, D-U-Z, Duz, brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything best.
Collier, could I please talk to you?
Oh, sorry, miss, but I've got to tell the ladies the news about Duz.
But that's
You know, it's just been proved this new kind of soap does everything best.
But that's what I want to ask you. I'm writing an essay for my home economics class, and it's about washing clothes.
Oh, washing clothes. Well, get out your notebook and pencil.
Okay.
Now, get this. Duz wins wash day tests against 25 different soaps.
That's a lot of soap.
It is. I bet the very soap your mother uses was among them. All were tested for the things women want most on wash day.
What are they?
Whitest washes, most suds for cleaning, along with greatest safety to color. And listen, only Duz had a perfect score for the whole combination.
Gosh.
Now think what that means on wash day. For instance, what pieces does your mother usually wash?
Lots of towels, mm-hmm. and Dad's overalls.
Yes.
My slips and blouses.
Okay. Duz gets towels whiter and work clothes clean easier than soap after soap. Yet this new kind of soap is actually safer for those pretty colored rayons.
Gee, Duz certainly showed up the other soap.
Oh, you bet. Compared to Duz, all those soaps missed out on one or more of these 3 points. White washes, suds for cleaning, and safety for nice colors. Duz scored highest on all 3 combined. Did you get all that?
Sure, in one sentence, too. Look, Duz does everything in your wash and does it best.
Good. And that's the truth, ladies. Does everything best. Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. You know, sometimes you believe a thing for so long that even without evidence you become convinced of its reality. And so it was with Molly's belief that Mike and Joe were holding Jake prisoner somewhere. Much as Molly feared these two, the thought that they knew where Jake was gave her hope. But a few moments ago, even that hope was shattered. A call came through from Bertie, Seymour's sister in Lastonbury. Molly answered and learned that Seymour had taken the $25,000 out of Molly's purse and then turned it over to Jake, whom he met in Greensville. But when Molly told this to Mike and Joe, they both confessed they didn't know where Jake was. Are they telling the truth? Listen.
Mama, darling, please come to bed.
Molly, and if you bite your nails, will that help?
Oh, let me think.
Come inside. You'll think inside. You didn't have to think here.
Come, Ma, please, before they come down again and the whole thing starts all over again.
Come, Molly, come before I forget myself. Because when I see that man, Joe Ellis, I forget that he's bigger than I am.
David, Rosalie. If they don't know where Jake is, so where is he? Jake was here in Greensville. Seymour saw him, he gave him the money. And then Seymour didn't see Papa again. What happened to Papa? What? Where did he vanish? Where did he disappear? Where?
Okay.
Come on, let's go in our room.
Come on.
Well, I'll say it. Mike Hilton, this is your headache as well as mine.
Yeah, well, you're the guy with the brains. What do you suggest?
I suggest you find that guy Goldberg. That is, if you're on the level when you tell me you don't know where he is.
You don't mean to insinuate that I do know where he is, do you, Joe?
I don't have to insinuate, Mike. If I thought you was trying to put something over on me...
Yeah?
Yeah.
What would you do? That's my question.
Do I have to tell you now?
Yeah.
I get awful mad, Mike. And you know I ain't very polite when I get mad.
I wasn't brought up on no etiquette books myself, Joe. So one more crack out of you or one more insinuation doubting my honesty at all.
Okay. So you don't know where Goldberg is. Okay. Forgot for your blood pressure, Mike. You ain't as young as you used to be.
Don't worry about my age, Joe. Just worry about my feelings if you want to live to your next birthday.
Okay, all right. Now where do we go from here?
You're the professor. Where do we go?
Call them all in. Somebody must know where Goldberg is. If they're telling the truth when they say find Goldberg and you'll find the dough, well, that shouldn't be hard. Get him in.
Why don't you wait till the morning?
I'll sleep better when I get my business taken care of.
You insist?
Yeah, I insist.
Mrs. Goldberg! Mary!
Now, wait a minute. One at a time. Don't you think that's better?
Anything you say, big brain.
called me?
Yeah.
Get Grandpa out, too.
Come in.
All right, now sit down.
Sit down, Mrs. Goldberg.
What do you want?
Sit down!
Mrs. Goldberg, we're just going to ask you a very few simple questions.
And we want straight answers.
Not to you, Mr. Joe Ellis.
What?
Take it easy, Joe.
In your presence, I have nothing to say.
Listen.
Go upstairs, Joe, and call Mary, Joe.
You don't want to talk in my presence, huh?
No.
She don't want to talk in your presence.
Let me count 10 before I commit murder.
Joe!
You're the type that makes it hard for guys like us to live in this world.
I hope so.
I hope so, indeed.
Mike, hold me back before I forget me mother was a lady.
Yo, will you go upstairs and call Mary?
I'm not afraid of him.
I'm not afraid of him.
You don't want to get him mad. He don't do nice things when he's mad.
I know that.
You know that.
Well, I got a few questions to ask you. And let's get it over. Let's get the truth this time.
That's all I want, Mr. Hilton, is the truth.
Yeah, and we both want the same thing. Where's your husband?
I don't know.
Did you give him the money?
No. Seymour gave it to him. He took the money out of my pocketbook.
Who did?
Seymour Pinglehook.
Have you any idea where your husband would be?
No.
Have you got any relatives here in Texas?
No.
You know, I could turn you all over to the police, you and Mary, and get this all cleared up. Only I don't want to do that.
Why?
For a very good reason. I'm protecting Mary. And I'm protecting Mary for a good reason. I like a mother. I like a mother a lot.
All right, Mary, come on. We're going to get this thing cleared up. We want to talk to you. Okay, now.
What do you want, Mike?
Come here, Mary. Sit down.
You said you knew where Goldberg was. Where is he?
We don't want to talk in front of you.
Mike, do something to her, will you?
Yo, go on upstairs.
I'm going only because I think it's safe. Oh, boy, to get my hands on her.
Yo,
we got to go. Everyone's business comes before sleeping. Get out there.
Boy, answer questions for me.
All right, Mary.
What do you want to know, Mike?
Where's Mr. Goldberg?
I don't know.
Do you know if he has the money?
Worth finding him, Mike, to find out.
Let me.
If Seymour says Mr. Goldberg has the money, then Mr. Goldberg has it.
Wait, let me get this straight. Let me get this straight, Mary. When did you have the money and when didn't you and why? Maybe we'll get somewhere.
It would help me too, Mary. It seems like a million years ago. Like I've gone over it a million times.
It's not easy for you to talk about it now, Mary.
No. No, Mrs. Goldberg. If it'll help find your husband safe and alive, I'll do anything.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Okay. Go ahead, Mary. Does Mrs. Goldberg know you drove a cab?
Yes, I know.
Go on, Mary.
The night you asked me to drive you to Jersey, Mike. Remember?
Yeah, you mean, can I forget?
That was the night I found a roll of money in the back seat of the cab when I got back to the taxi stand. $25,000.
My money. I know how much it was. It was my dough.
Mike's money?
His money?
Yeah. Mike's money. Only I didn't see it that way. You were always nice to me, Mike. You always gave me big tips, but you made your money gambling. And when I found the money you and Joe Ellis left in the cab, I felt it didn't belong to you. You won it from innocent people.
Innocent people? Who do you think I played with, sweet old ladies? Those are hardened characters I won that dough from.
Please, Mike, let Mary talk.
Talk, Mary, talk.
That money had an effect on me as if it had hypnotized all the things I'd ever wanted. Seemed to lie waiting for me in that money.
Well, my conscience just forgot to help me that night.
So?
I put the cab in the garage, packed, and caught the next bus home here to Texas. I thought... Oh, I don't really remember what I thought, but somehow I felt it'd all work out.
For you, eh?
Yeah, for me.
But why did you put the money in my pocketbook, dear, on the bus?
I got frightened. I thought somebody was following me, and if I put it in your purse, then the money'd be safe. And I met Lenny. When I knew I was in love with him, I realized how wrong I was.
Yeah, but what about the dough?
In Cleveland, Mrs. Goldberg thought the money was lost. Lenny and I did, too. So we left. I went to Lenny's home.
But then we found the money.
Yes, I know.
And then Seymour took the money out of my pocketbook when we got to Greenville, and he gave it to Mr. Goldberg, my husband.
Then what? A guy just don't vanish. Don't just go up in a puff of smoke.
I don't know. I wish
okay,
I knew.
Okay. It's enough of this already. I'm fed up, Mike, see? I'm tired of sucking my thumb.
Pipe down, Joe. Pipe down.
Yeah, not before I say my piece. Upstairs, I'm thinking when all of a sudden it comes to me.
What? Let us all have the benefit of that thinking, too, Joe.
Go ahead, Mike. Keep on kidding. But I'm through, see? I just realized what a sucker I've been. What are we wasting time for? We're innocent. It's odd, though. They took it from us. We're in the clear.
So what?
So just this, see? Tomorrow morning, bright and early, I'm taking myself to the cops. That's what. I'm going to the cops and have them pull Mary in for hooking the dough and this here Goldberg dame for being her accomplice. How do you like that one, Mrs. Goldberg?
Well, Molly's defiance of Joe has boomeranged. With the money gone, Joe is now determined to get back at Molly and Mary by going to the police. And that will land Mary in jail and maybe Molly, too. Is there a way to stop Joe? You know, it's interesting how differently people react to things. Yesterday, I was telling some ladies the big news about telling some ladies the big news about Dove. I explained that in tests against 25 different wash day soaps, this new kind of wash day soaps, this new kind of soap not only does everything best in your wash, it does everything best in your dishpan, too. One lady remarked,
"Ridiculous. No soap could do all that."
But another lady said,
"I knew none of them could beat Dove. That's my soap. What? That's my soap."
Well, it's true. Only Dove uses this amazing combination for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Faster suds for cutting grease, along with greater kindness to hands. None of those soaps could match all Dove does.
I've said that right along.
Good for you. You know, Dove gives you more suds faster than soap after soap. Suds that really last, so you don't have to keep adding soap. Dove gets going on grease quicker, too. Yet Dove is kinder to your hands. Why, this new kind of soap leaves hands beautifully smooth. Yes, in the dishpan, too. Dove does everything and does it best. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg and brought to you by D.U.Z. Does. Joe gets the call he's apparently waiting for, but learns that the telephone is not television. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything best. When you do kitchen duty, do your war duty. Fight waste. Don't waste soap. It contains vital war materials.